You're clicking.
What?
You're clicking.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Where's that? I don't seem to be on the right microphone, do I?
No, you're not. You're not on the right microphone.
I can't see. Never mind. Right, okay. Right, hold on.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
That sounds normal.
Yeah. I'm ill still. So, don't expect anything great. Oh, dear, I shouldn't still be. Well, I've got a flu, concussion, you name it. I've got fucking, you know, anyway. Okay, right. Shall we, oh, dear. I was up all night with the erection.
You were up all night with an erection?
No, with the election.
Oh, the election. Sorry, I misheard you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, put my money away. Right, okay, so I have no idea what I'm going to do today because I should have had the week off, but it was a difficult week and a lot of other people are ill, so I have worked all through it. I've got a show tonight, and for those people listening to this, I'm just starting it off because I don't feel well. Welcome. Yeah, how's that?
Well, it's a start. Yes, that's definitely a start. Yep.
Yeah. I should explain as well, shouldn't I, that for those people who wonder, we're recording this on the day after the night before. Yeah. The day after the night before of the general election. And I was jumping up and down and getting excited. You know, the one bloody fucking stupid thing is that our media, and this is another thing, right? First of all I hear is the Labour Party moaning about the fucking media. To me, the media seems to be totally biased as a load of left-wing fucking lovies. You know, you got these Liberal Democrats and you got these Green. You'll notice the Green Party, by the way, kept their seat with a woman in Brighton, and that's it. The turnout for the Green Party was shit. And can we get over this thing about, oh, climate change, it's a major problem, we're all going to die. Well, actually, you got the last bit right. We are all going to die. And the climate's changing, and we'll have to adapt to it. Oh, but I'm getting fed up to the back teeth with, oh, you drive a diesel, oh, that's terrible, or whatever. I'm getting fed up with it. And so, you know, I think the election has been a testament to the fact that I am now, and people who think like me, in the majority in this country. And so can we just stop all this? You know, the media, the basic media is angled in a kind of left-wing style. During the election, I heard nothing but vitriol coming out of the BBC, and quite has to be said, I don't know what Sky were doing, but I thought that was fairly left wing. Why do you think, didn't Adam Bolton used to work for the Labour Party? I might be wrong. I know Adam Bolton, he's a really nice man, but there's lots of left wing lovies all over the media. In fact, you can't get away from them. That's why the BBC advertised their jobs in the fucking Guardian.
Is it cheaper to advertise in the Guardian?
I've no idea. That paper does not exist to me.
So is it online only, The Guardian? Or can you buy it still on paper form?
I don't give a shit and I don't know. Find out if you don't know, because I don't care. But anyway, what a great day for democracy. What a great day where people actually let everyone know how they felt. And don't go on, oh, well, we increased our share of that, we did this, we did that. The system in this country is first past the post. And if you don't like it, tough, until somebody decides to change it. And the two main parties, whatever they say, like it. This time, Boris Johnson, who I think is a nice guy, and I thought in the run-up to the election, the amount of people, that stupid, stupid leader of the Liberal Democrats, by the way, who's lost their seat. Well, he's not fit to run the country. We want him out. And the leader of the SS, whatever they are, Scottish Nationalists, who have taken over Scotland, so maybe it is time for Scotland to leave the Union. And I won't be particularly upset. Will anybody else?
I don't think anyone this side of Scotland would be that bothered.
No, I don't. I mean, everybody goes on, we must keep the Union together. Well, they're not gonna cut Scotland off and sail away. But if they want to actually run their own affairs, let them. You'll notice, of course, Plaid Cymru in Wales hasn't done very well either.
No.
Over in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin got quite a few seats. And, of course, there is discussion that the future of Northern Ireland is probably going to be joining up again with the rest of Ireland.
Yeah, we've gone blue on Anglesey.
I know. I thought, well, fucking done.
And do you know what's really weird about it is I think that the person sitting in Anglesey is from England.
That's weird because, of course, Anglesey is very Welsh, isn't it?
It's very Welsh, yeah.
I think the Welsh Nationalists are getting a taste of the fact that perhaps people in Wales realise that staying together with the English is a good idea. In fact, you know, it's a lot closer to England in many ways. And actually, if Wales realised it, it could really benefit from tourism and being more open to getting the Brits, the English anyway, into Wales. I mean, I'm half Welsh. I spent all my childhood summers in Wales. It's a fabulous place to go. There's some great beaches and great holiday resorts, but English people tend not to go there.
They go to Devon.
Yeah, and it's easier to get to Wales.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's a long way.
I've been there. I've been down to Porthcawl on the coast, shot in an archery tournament, and went back to London in a day. And it's South Wales, where the weather's better, and the surfing is better, and the beaches are sandy. And the people in the southeast of England could get there a lot more easily than they could go to Devon or Cornwall.
We do have good surfing.
Where?
Well, we're on the west coast, aren't we? So we've got good waves.
Oh, in Anglesey, yeah. It's a long time since I've been to Anglesey.
In Rosneigor.
Don't use that sort of language on me. So anyway, I just can't believe how intelligent the British people are. Well, I can because I realise that's what was going to happen pretty early on. But going back to my excuse me. Oh dear, you could edit that out, can't you?
I could, but I might not.
Yeah. There has to be a little more freedom to the broadcast media because, you know, we need some loud, opinionated voices. And we have loud, opinionated voices. What am I saying? But what happens is in a run-up to an election, they're stifled. Because if you work for a mainline broadcaster and you start becoming very, very obviously in support of one side or the other in the run-up to an election in the time of Purdah, you're in trouble. Well, you can be very vocal. I was very vocal, but you've got to sort of, you can't be biased.
Hmm.
Well, that's not normal, is it? Because we all have biases.
Of course.
I think there'll be a lot more TV and radio stations opening up, if you like, online in the future and not having to obey a lot of the sort of rules and regulations that are put in by governing bodies.
Well, let's hope it stays that way and doesn't change.
How do you mean?
Well, obviously, they can give Ofcom the powers to oversee social media eventually or online news services.
You see, I'm not sure they will because I think a lot of people going away from the sort of traditional way of broadcasting are not as lovey-dovey, if you like, as the traditional media.
Well, online broadcasting is the same as street broadcasting, so it's probably very hard to
control it.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think, you know, the sort of vitriol that was coming out of the kind of Momentum-affiliated Labourites was just, you know, nasty, horrible, threatening. If you look online and see some of the... Anybody said anything online in favour of Boris Johnson, they suddenly got trolled by all these thickos. Well, probably not thickos. They're probably university students who feel that they know better than everybody else.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a great day, though, if I wasn't feeling so ill. What a great day. Boris Johnson can now stick two fingers up at all those moaning people who are going on about, oh, you know, he can't be trusted, he's a liar, this all, you know. Everybody lies at certain times, don't they?
Exaggerates the truth.
Who does?
People, they exaggerate the truth.
Well, politicians do, yeah, all the time. And just, you know, some of the stuff that came out of Jeremy Corbyn's mouth. You know, he's selling off the NHS. And I thought the Conservatives behaved with great dignity in the face of all the kind of slagging off from the Lib Dems, the Scottish Nationalists and the Labour Party, who decided among themselves just to target their reviews on Boris Johnson as a person. I think a lot of people felt, you know, this isn't right. You know, Boris Johnson has got a charisma that the others haven't. I mean, Joe Swinson. Nobody seemed in the Liberal Democrats to realise that she just came across, I don't know, like I used to have a school teacher like that. He used to annoy me intently.
Got to be careful what we say, though.
Why have we got to be careful? What do you mean?
Well, you know, I don't want to be attacked in the street by hordes of women.
Oh, well, don't. There's no need to be sexist about it.
Exactly.
No, I had a teacher who was just, I didn't say whether it was a man or a woman.
You didn't, to be fair.
No, it's you, flipping country boy living on the Isle of Anglesey.
Be careful.
Why?
Well, don't stutter halfway through that.
Well, I wouldn't anyway.
Okay.
But I think that's another thing. Some of the vitriol, of course, and some of the nasty songs and stuff made up by the what came to be known as the Corbynistas against Boris Johnson. It's quite funny because it's gone right back in their faces. This country doesn't want Marxism. And it doesn't want extreme socialism either, where a bunch of people decide...
Hang on.
Don't go anywhere.
I won't go anywhere.
It was my coffee delivery. Ah. Dogs aren't here, by the way.
You get coffee delivered? You get Deliveroo or something like that to deliver your coffee?
No, postman brings it every couple of weeks. Coffee beans.
Gotcha. I thought someone was bringing around. I thought someone was bringing around a cup of coffee.
Sorry. No. In fact, I've got a load of coffee I made earlier. Oh. I sat in the hot tub for a bit this morning. I think that might have been a mistake.
I was going to say, did it help? But obviously not.
Well, it helps at the time. So anyway, where was I? So I'm just so pleased about that. So pleased. Talk radio, 7 o'clock, Monday to Friday. Ring me. And tell me I'm wrong. You know, we obviously are a country, really, of people who believe in fairness and democracy. We don't want to be dictated to. And even though I was a Remainer in the referendum, and I changed my mind when I saw how undemocratic, in my view, the European Union had become... and I'm glad now to see that the vast majority of the country, apart from the left-wing lovies who inhabit the media in the main, not where I work, have agreed.
Just thinking all those billions of pounds coming in now, because now we've got a stable government with a majority.
Shut up, I'm talking. I just do not understand why the people in Scotland voted so much I always want to call her Jimmy Cranky, which is a bit rude. Nicola Sturgeon. I don't understand why that. Do they want? If they want to leave the United Kingdom, fine. But we pay them an enormous amount of money.
Do we?
Of course, the Barnett formula gives them a lot more money than we pay to individuals in this country. What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Well, don't, because it's never really helped you, has it?
Now you mention it, no.
No. So, you know, in the words of Boris, let's get Brexit done. Let's move on. I'm sure there'll be a few people who will try and scupper it as we go, but with a stonking majority like that, it's like going back to the beginning of Thatcherism. And as long as Boris doesn't do more than two terms, and by that time we'll all be very old anyway, I think it'll be fine.
And we don't get free milk anymore to get it taken off us.
No, exactly. And I think, you know, he obviously is a great historian, and he doesn't want to go down in history, excuse me, as a man who messed it up.
No.
Which will be a driving force for him to make this country as good as it can be. As you know, Labour's idea we're going to borrow billions of pounds, everybody knows that once you start borrowing beyond your means, excuse me, sugar, I hate this Qatar. That's the worst thing about having a bad cold.
The country?
What?
Qatar.
No, the stuff that rolls down your neck and you spit out in green blobs.
The phlegmy stuff.
Yeah. I hate phlegm. With a passion. Oh, hang on, I've got a letter.
You got a letter?
Email. Greg Thompson. It says, James and Rob, following my last email, I just wanted to clarify that I wasn't writing from inside an asylum, but rather from the band Black Cat Asylum. All right. None of the band members are in an asylum yet, but we all have our own worries about our drummer, Andy. I don't know if our MP3 of Welcome to the Black Cat Asylum got to you successfully or even whether it's good enough for you to play, but we live in hope. Did you get it?
I did get it, yes.
Was it any good?
It's okay.
No. Answer me truthfully. Was it any good?
It's not my cup of tea.
If you do play it, I promise to take Robbo a bag of jelly tots next time I'm in North Wales.
Oh, it's awesome.
Love and happiness and happy Christmas from Craig.
Yeah, it's one of the best pieces of music I've heard for a long time.
You'd sell your grandmother for a bag of jelly tots, wouldn't you?
Maybe two.
Yeah. Do you see, actually, talking about music, do you see how badly the X Factor is doing?
Oh, the new one, I flicked over the other day. I thought it had finished, and it started up again in Simon Cowell's office.
It got 1.7 million viewers last night.
The brand's misleading. It says X Factor the bands, and they're putting together a group. That a band is a drummer, a guitarist, and a singer, isn't it?
Well, it was in my day, yeah. Well, but I think now they're just guys who sing or girls who sing, aren't they?
So why don't you just call it X Factor the groups?
I don't know. I've no idea. But it's not really doing very well.
No, it's had its day. Do you know why? Because they've taken away the entertainment out of it. They've taken away the shit singers.
Mm.
Oh, no, yeah. She's still in it, Nicole Shitsinger.
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I couldn't tell you.
I think she's still in it.
You know, the fact is, the battle of the bands on The Voice didn't work, right? And that should have been a completely different sort of programme.
Mm.
And the reason people watched X Factor was to hear Simon Cowell give them a bollocking.
The I'm a Celebrity isn't doing very well either, is it?
Because I've been working, I haven't watched much of it.
I think that's not doing too good in the ratings as well.
Well, that's because they didn't have me on it this time.
Well, I'll keep writing the letters.
Stuart Collins said, hello, James and Rob. Can I recommend the 2019 remake of a film called The Blob for you to watch? It's a great film, Stuart from Sussex. Hi, Stu.
I'll watch that. Yeah, do you remember The Blob, the big pink thing?
Yeah. I watched The Irishman the other night.
On your Netflix?
Yeah, everybody's been raving about it. It's nearly 3 hours long. And it is good. I watched it over a couple of nights.
So is it one thing or is it a series?
No, it's a movie.
So it's a movie, okay. I can watch it then, because I have a rule. If there's a series of things like Game of Thrones, etc., I refuse to watch them until the final one has been done, because I'm sick of seasons coming and going and then never finishing because they run out of budget or they've been scrapped.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of those sort of things yet, but I might get round to it.
I haven't watched the Game of Thrones yet, no.
It's brilliantly done, has to be said.
The Irishman.
Irishman, yeah. Yeah, watch that. And people say the movie called Marriage is also very good. I haven't seen that.
Well, as soon as we're talking about movies, I saw the Charlie's Angels movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's shit.
I thought it would be. Yeah, I didn't. They were interviewing the actresses on, was it Jonathan Ross? No, it might have been the little Irish man whose name keeps getting out of my head.
Norton.
Well, I beg your pardon, that's a motorbike.
No, Graham Norton.
Oh, right, yeah, Graham Norton, yeah. And anyway, whichever show it was on, they just seemed to have lack of personality.
Yeah, to cut a long story short, the person you think did it at the beginning of the film is the one that did it.
Oh, right, okay. Well, don't need to see it now, do we?
No. Yep.
You've rubbished it for all of us.
I'm doing you all a favour.
Are you?
It used to be in Star Trek.
Did I finish going on about the election? Or just to round it off, thank goodness we have an intelligent government for the next 5 years, and let's all go on together, holding hands. Let's get over the fact some people wanted to disrespect the democratic process of the original referendum to leave the European Union, and now because they didn't, now you will see that people have actually shown the way. So let's get on and do it. Let's stop the media being... You know, all I heard was John McDonald and others in the Labour Party saying, oh, the reason is that the media attacked Jeremy Corbyn. It was so... I didn't see much attacking of Jeremy Corbyn. All I ever saw was people coming on Sky, coming on the BBC, and calling Boris Johnson a liar, saying he wasn't fit to be the Prime Minister of this country. Those people came on. They were rubbishing a man who I think will be truly a great Prime Minister. End of. If you want to send me an email and put your point of view, I'll read it out on next week's podcast, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. What is it?
jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. You control me as much as you like because I didn't give a fucking toss about those people who get very angry on social media. Because most of you are spotty kids and never leave your bedrooms.
You know what will happen next, though, don't you?
What?
We'll be told that everyone who voted Tory didn't know what they were voting for, and we'll have to have another general election.
Well, no, we won't, because it was such a huge, what's the word?
That one, yeah.
Yeah. Win that I don't think we need to worry about it. Oh, dear. Anyway, I think it's probably time to do tech talk, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I've got a bit of sad news.
What?
Well, I might be leaving the James Whale radio show.
Why?
Because I'm applying for the new job working for the Queen as the new head of digital engagement.
Mm. Yeah, but you can still do the show. I mean, I'm applying for the job of Director General of the BBC.
£45,000 a year to run her Instagram, Twitter, and web page.
Yeah, but you have to live in London.
No, I can do it all remotely.
Oh, well, apply for it.
Yeah, well, I've already had. I'm well in with Prince Harry at the moment. I met him the other day.
Yeah, where?
Well, I was we were having a chat and I was sort of interviewing a bit, and then I asked him for a selfie, and then we actually got into a bit of a fight over the selfie because he didn't want one side of his body to be in the picture, which was a bit weird. And also we had to go into a different room because he didn't like the room we were in. And then I woke up.
So I still think you should apply for it.
Well, I think I should. I think we could both get knighthoods out of it.
Yeah, I quite like to be able to have a sword. If you get a knighthood, don't you get a ceremonial sword?
Well, you've already got a sword.
You've got one too, yeah, I know. But I like a variation of weaponry.
In case all the trolls find out where you live.
I can try. And listen, the other thing I want to see is, and I don't care all the lovey's going on about this, I want to see people like that fucking cunt who went round trying to kill people and any terrorists on London Bridge. I want to see people like that never, ever, ever allowed out of prison. I would prefer, to be quite honest, they were given an injection and put down because they do not deserve to breathe the same air as everybody else. And the same could apply while I'm in this mood to that bloke who has toured the country raping and attacking children and women, right? He was in the news this week. And he'd actually been in prison, but he was let out for some strange reason. They've caught him, and he's been told that he will serve a minimum of, I think it is it 23 years? He shouldn't be serving a minimum of everything. He should never, ever, ever be coming out. A man who kidnapped and raped children and women across this country. A man who is such a coward, he wouldn't actually go to the court. He refused to go to the court.
Can you do that?
Apparently you can. I would grab hold of you by whatever, your ears, and have you dragged there. But anyway, I think law and order are a big issue, and let's not. If people can be rehabilitated, fine. Let's make sure that we have the right people working in our prisons. Absolutely. And obviously we're going to increase the police force. And I know the Conservative government had to cut back on everything, but that was because... I think we'll edit that bit. Oh, that is green. Do you know, it looks like a snowman. It's got a little bit of that. Oh, I'm tempted to take a picture.
The Blob, part two.
Yes. Oh, I'm just going to have to go and wash my hands. Oh, God. Right. I've forgotten where I was now.
I'm just finding out now.
Obviously, we're going to increase the police force.
Obviously,
it's a shame this isn't scripted.
Obviously.
I can't remember now. It doesn't matter.
Increasing the police force.
Yeah. And that had to be cut back because, obviously, the previous Labour government had wasted so much money that the country could not afford to carry on. We're in a much better position now. Anyway, I won't go on about this. I'm so, and congratulations to all those people. What a shame for my poor friend Gemma Forte.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to avoid her
for
a while.
She was so convinced that the Lib Dems were going to become a force for good in the country. Do you know, I'm saving myself up to ring her later and laugh down the phone.
You think that's wise?
Yeah, I can't resist it.
Okay, you sort of ruined my tech talk, really, haven't you?
Oh, you were doing that. Right, go on, carry on.
Apple's new parental controls on their iOS devices, that's iPhone, iPads, etc., can be bypassed, apparently, very easily. So they have to work on that.
Can't we? Parental controls should be mummy or daddy saying no.
Yeah, that usually works. That's the way I tackle it. Mm.
You've got so many snowflakey parents, which is why kids are running wild.
Indeed. Samuel Jackson is the new voice of Alexa.
Yeah, he's got a really nice voice. That's good.
So you have to pay £1 for him, though.
I need to have one of those, I think.
I'll send you one for Christmas.
Yeah, but, I need you to be here to operate it for me.
What? You mean you want me to go, Alexa, can you play some relaxing music?
Yeah.
So you're going to say, Rob, can you ask Alexa to play some relaxing music?
Yeah, and I'm going to say, program it, don't you, for everything? And
well,
I'm
yeah,
not sure I could handle that.
I think it comes pre-programmed.
Oh, okay.
When you buy an Amazon device, here's an advert for Amazon, even though they're not paying us. When you buy one of their Echo devices from Amazon, it knows what account it's come from and it pre-programs it for you.
Golly.
It's very clever.
Yeah, I wonder what else they're looking at.
Well, there is a camera on some of them.
Ooh. Well, I wouldn't look at what I'm up to if I were you.
And all the other stuff I've got is from weeks ago because we didn't do a show last week.
I was too ill. Even iller than I am now.
Yeah, I must admit, I thought you were skiving, to be fair. But I'm starting to believe you are ill now.
You'll get a fucking slap, mate.
Well, it was just the way he phoned me. He just went, Rob, I'm not very well today. I can't do the podcast. And that's the sort of thing I used to do when I used to work for somebody.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you off this time, but don't do it again. Otherwise, you will find Mickey Mouse outside your house. Anyway, have you finished now? Have you got anything else to do?
Oh, Star Wars is out soon, next week.
I'm not a big fan. Maybe it'll be good, I don't know.
Last one.
Ever.
For a while.
Oh, good. Oh, come on, get on with it.
Well, I finished now. We've already done the film. I talked about Charlie's Angels. I've done a bit of tech talk. I could talk about if you mention climate change on Tinder, you'll get more sex.
Well, I'm not, and I don't want any more.
So you don't want me to change your Tinder profile, then?
I haven't got a Tinder profile.
Have you not?
No.
Would you like
one? I don't even know what it is.
Oh, it just, you know, sorts you out.
What?
You know, when you're feeling a bit lonely, it sorts you out. For a bit of Netflix and chill. You've got the Netflix. Have you done any chilling?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
So that's a no for Tinder.
Yeah.
Grindr?
What?
Would you like to be on Grindr?
What is Grindr?
Well, it's just to sort you out, yeah? When you're a bit lonely, got a bit of Netflix and you want to chill?
No. I've got a friend who I go and have a curry with sometimes.
Right.
Go out to do a bit of shopping with.
Yeah.
I like to go shopping. I don't want to do it online particularly, because the problem with online shopping now is you've got fucking vans speeding around all over the place, driven by people who haven't a clue where they are, and they are becoming the most dangerous thing on the roads.
Says the man who's just had some coffee delivered.
That was by the postman.
Well, he's got a van.
Yeah, but he knows where he's going. He's been delivering stuff for years.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to do some jokes.
You're going to do some jokes?
Well, you know, this feature where I say, listen, if you've got any jokes, email them to us, and if they're any good, we'll read them out.
Okay.
I've been using them and doing stand-up with them for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, well, keep them coming then, everyone.
Yeah. Billy Taggart says, a man is admitted to hospital with 3 plastic horses in his stomach. The doctor says he's in a stable condition. Not particularly good, Billy, from Leeds.
It's the level now, is it?
You know, this is, I haven't read this before, so let's see how we go. I think this is a joke. Is this a joke?
I don't know. It must be. It's in the joke section.
Yeah, okay, let's do this. From Claire McCann. Hello, Claire. A short love story. A man and a woman who had never met before, but who were both married to other people, found themselves assigned to the same sleeping room on a transcontinental train. Though initially embarrassed and uneasy over sharing a room, they were both very tired and fell asleep quickly. He in the upper berth and she in the lower. At 1 a.m, the man leaned down and gently woke the woman, saying, "Mom, I'm sorry to bother you, but would you be willing to reach into the closet to get me a second blanket? I'm awfully cold." "I have a better idea," she replied. "Just for tonight, let's pretend we're married." "Wow, that's a great idea," he exclaimed. "Good," she replied. "Get your own fucking blanket." Excellent, Claire. Absolutely excellent.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that was very funny. You see, that's the sort of thing I'm looking for. Thank you, Billy. Learn. Yeah. Right, I think we've come to the end nearly, haven't we? I don't know if I can go on much more.
Well, we can string out some questions for the whale and take our time.
Can we?
Yeah, we have got a little bit of time.
Have we?
Yeah, so if we just talk and leave gaps in between what we're saying, we should fill in the time.
You are being a complete dickhead. Do you know that? Listen, I've got to go down to the pub and gloat.
Is that the name of the pub?
No, that's a good one, though, isn't it? You know, all those sort of lefty lovies from the media who moved into the country. I can go and go, you were fucking wrong, weren't you?
The pound's doing well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the economy is going to get a major boost. And as soon as we leave the European Union, I think the same thing will happen.
Here's one for you.
What?
Bridget Bulmer.
Who?
Oh, this is not boding well for the question.
Oh, the question. I thought you were going back to Tinder.
Could be. Bridget Bulmer, do yeah. you remember me?
No.
Oh.
Have you got a picture?
It's on your Facebook.
Well, describe it. I can't get that up on my screen at the moment.
Oh, hang on then. Facebook. This is good because it's filling time. Here we go. Right, Facebook. What's your password? Oh, I could just log in as me, can't I? Because I'm one of your friends.
Yeah. Strangely enough. Bridget Bulmer.
Okay, let's have a look.
No, I don't think I've ever known a Bridget. Unless she's heir to the Bulmer Cider's fortune, I could pretend to know her.
Your question's for the whale. There we go. There's your post. Let's have a look.
Dear.
We might have new questions. Go away.
Can you get on with this? For goodness sake, you're supposed to be a technical whiz kid. What the hell are you doing?
Working on a slow machine.
Well, I need to go and have a lie down.
Oh, she's a dog.
That's rude.
Well, I can't... Well, that's the only way I can describe her.
No, that is just... Sorry, Bridget, I do beg your pardon. That is... you should be ashamed of yourself. Just give me a description of what she looks like.
Well, sort of floppy ears, long coat. Sort of...
What, down to the floor? Floor-length coat?
No. Yes, down to the floor. She's lying down.
In a coat?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Sort of droopy face.
You're being very rude. I'm so sorry, Bridget.
I mean, I can click on some other photos if you like.
Go on then.
I've got another picture of a lady this time.
I thought you were talking about a lady.
No, I was talking about the dog.
Oh, for goodness sake, you didn't make that clear. Go on.
Yeah. Well, she looks human.
Yeah.
There's someone kissing her.
Who?
A man.
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
Fine, good. Okay.
I don't think you own a blue jacket. Sort of like
I've got three or four blue jackets, actually.
It's not the kind of jacket you'd wear.
All right, okay. Sorry, Bridget. I did kiss an enormous amount of women when I was breaking the world kissing record, and a few men as well.
Lives in Leeds. Hang on, there's a possibility here now, then.
Why?
Weren't you in Leeds? She's married, though.
All right, okay.
She's got some friends.
Yeah, good.
Not very many.
Oh, that's sad.
But she is friends with you on Facebook.
Right.
But that doesn't mean anything, because I'm sure you just add everybody that requests.
I do.
So you don't know her?
No, it doesn't ring any bells.
Okay, so maybe I can go where the question is. Your question for the whale this week. So if I say, as a reply to that, reply...
Well, no, you should listen to the podcast.
All right, I'll tell her to listen to the podcast. Your answer's there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, next one, come on.
Dan Stickerman Saunders. Will 2020 be the start of a good decade or much the same? When I was young, a new decade meant a new start. Is it still the same?
I think it's going to be brilliant, judging by the result of the election.
It is actually, now you think of it, 2020, and it's a big change just happened. Mm. And in theory, for the next 10 years. So, yeah, could be.
Mm.
Here we go. Dave Preville. How long before the European Civil War kicks off?
There won't be one, Dave.
Ever?
Well, I could never say ever, but not in our lifetime. But go on.
Dave Clarkey. Do you still see Charlie Chuck?
I do occasionally talk to Charlie Chuck, yes.
We've had him on this show.
Yeah.
I'm sure you see him in your dreams, don't you? Don't you have flashbacks?
No, I don't dream.
I dream all the time. Last one I had a royalty in it.
Yeah, no, I don't dream. Come on.
Gene Matheson.
I want to go for a lie down. Hurry up. I've had enough now. I'm going.
Well, you have to answer a few more. We've still got a few more minutes.
That's all right. You can fill it in.
I can't answer your questions. There's a law.
Oh, get on with them then.
Gene Matheson. What are your thoughts on spiders? They give me the absolute heebie-jeebies. No need for more than four legs.
No, I like spiders. And I think there's a great need for a lot of things to have more than four legs. I would love to have six legs myself. I'd love to be able to walk on the ceiling, actually, as well, Gene. I always pick them up and put them outside, even if they wanted to stay in the house.
Do you remember them spider catcher things we gave away on the show a few years ago?
Yeah.
You still got yours?
Yeah.
The spider vac.
Oh, I thought you meant dream catcher.
No, spider catcher.
No, because that hurt them.
Did it?
Oh, I think so. Of course it must have done.
It just sucked them up and...
Yeah, well, it would suck you up. It would hurt you, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm prepared to give it a go.
No, you're not. I just got rid of it. I thought how horrible and gruesome.
If anyone out there wants to suck me up, I'm...
Anybody out there wants to fuck you up, did you say?
Suck me up.
Fuck you up?
Suck.
What?
Suck.
Anybody out there want to suck you up? No, I shouldn't think so. Well, actually, you go on Grindr and find out. Right, moving on. Come on.
Karen Ridges. I think you know that person. Isn't she a vegan?
She's the lady who runs Veggie Vision.
Veggie Vision?
Yeah.
Right. Who do you like listening to on the radio?
Chris Moyles.
Fair dues. Gary Walkin.
Yeah.
Why are food banks the fastest growing industry in the UK?
Because anything that gives people something for nothing is going to be popular, isn't it?
Rob James, is it true that if you supply filofaxes to the mafia, you're involved in very organised crime?
No.
Do they still sell filofaxes?
Yeah, I have one.
You have a phone. Why would you need a filofax?
Because I like sometimes to, and because sometimes you can lose things on your phone. Oh, shit. Oh. Right, I've got to go.
Last one. Rob Hargrave.
Yeah.
What is the best cure for fungal nail infection?
What is the best cure? Go to your doctor, get some of that stuff, or go to the chemist. In fact, don't bother your doctor. Go to the chemist, and you can get some stuff to paint on it, which will deal with it.
That's not the best cure.
What is the best cure?
Amputation.
You are a fucking idiot. Right. Thank you very much indeed. See you next week for another, whatever you'd call this.
About an hour's worth of waffle.
I could just eat a waffle.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.